A Mayo woman is set to become Ireland's first astronaut. Dr. Nora Patton is due to take part in the space mission scheduled to take place in 2026. She is a bioastronautics researcher with the International Institute for Astronautical Studies. And she's been giving us her reaction to this news.
Just so honoured and so excited. It's been a lifelong ambition and dream and goal of mine. And the flight has come about through my research institute, IIAS, where I'll have the opportunity to fly with Virgin Galactic on a research suborbital space flight.
So you have been obsessed with space since you were an 11-year-old girl when you first visited NASA in Cleveland, Ohio. How does it feel to be this close now to realising your dream?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a very, very long road, winding road at times, almost 30 years in the making. In some ways, hard to articulate all the emotions that I feel, but I'm just so incredibly honoured. I'm so proud and I'm just really, really excited about the next couple of years in the lead up to the space flight and all the preparations and the engagements and outreach that will come along with it.
And tell us a little bit about this space flight. It's going to be in a new spacecraft that's actually still in development.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So Virgin Galactic just recently retired Unity. That's their spacecraft that has been flying for the last number of years. And they're transitioning over to a new spacecraft, which is called Delta. And that's the spacecraft that we are anticipated to fly on within the first year of commercial service of Delta.
And where is this going to take off from? And where is it going to go in space?
Yeah, so Spaceport America over in New Mexico. It's an amazing facility. I was just there recently for the last commercial flight of Unity. So I was just so delighted to have the opportunity to visit there and see a launch. I think it's going to be just such a magical and exciting time.
How long will you be in space for?
It's a same day suborbital research flight where the entire profile of the flight is less than 2 hours from takeoff to landing, but we'll be using every single moment of that time to maximise the research and the outputs.
So what kind of experiments will you be able to do in 2 hours? What are you hoping to get done?
So this research flight is going to evolve the fluid cell research that was carried out on the Institute's first space flight with Virgin Galactic, and also including new and novel biomedical and other sciences research and experiments.
Now, Nora, we've often seen you in spacesuits simulating maneuvers, but you're going to be doing microgravity training next. What is that?
Yes, so through IIAS, we've had an opportunity to do a number of microgravity research flights with the National Research Council over in Canada. I've flown multiple times with my crewmates, Kelly and Shauna. Really, the plan from now till when we actually go on Virgin Galactic's research space flight is to plan every single moment we can, the choreography, who's doing what, all the research payloads will be mapped out in great detail. So we'll absolutely maximise every moment of the space flight.
And you'd be the first Irish person in space. How do they feel back in the hometown of Ballina about this? Are they nervous for you?
Yeah, I think very excited. This is absolutely a history-making flight. It's a national first. So I feel immense opportunity to inspire so many people, young and old, with sharing my journey and sharing the space flight as I go. So yeah, I think there's going to be just huge excitement about the announcement.